Django glanced up at the twilight sky.
Best get yourself up atop over the gate. There'll be battle aplenty for you there soon.
Buckler bounded onto the north wall steps.
Right, mates, no time to waste now.
Some of the defenders had wrapped damp cloths about their faces to counteract the black smoke billowing up from the ditch. The ram was blazing. The flames had taken hold. From down below there was silence. Not a ravager could be seen anywhere. Tragedia Witherspike lowered her face cover, trilling.
Hurrah! Victory is ours! The rascally foe have been routed! Rejoice, brave friends! Rejoice!
Oakheart fixed her with a withering glance.
Cease your foolish prattle, daughter dear! Well, my comrades in arms, what think ye?
Skipper watched the dark, oily smoke clouding the setting sun.
I don't like it. Something's going on.
Django nodded agreement.
Aye, they ain't just up stakes and left. They'll be back, you can be sure. But when?
Axel gave an experienced warrior's opinion.
When he don't be spending it, sir, that's when.
Buckler paced back and forth, framed in the last rays of daylight.
Right, sir. It would be some time during the night. Valet will try to catch us napping, so we must be alert and on guard all through the darkness.
Abbess Marjoram came up on the walkway.
Is everything under control? How are we doing?
Skipper saluted with his javelin.
We've beaten them off once, marm, and we're fit and ready for any vermin what wants a second try. No need for you to worry, marm.
Marjoram smiled warmly at the Otter Chieftain.
Why would I ever worry with such brave warriors to keep my abbey safe? I just came to tell you that Friar Sugam and his helpers will be arriving soon with supper.
Oakheart patted his rumbling paunch.
Kind of you to be so considerate, friend Marge. We could all manage a bite or two. It's been a long, weary day, and the night will be far more tiresome, I suspect.
The abbess tapped Buckler's paw.
I think perhaps you'd better come to the infirmary. I'd like you to look in on Mr. Diggs.
Buckler gave the matter some brief thought before replying.
Much as I'd like to, ma'am, I rather think my place is up here, in case of trouble, you see. I'm sure Diggs would agree if he were here, ma'am.
Skipper gave the hare's shoulder a nudge.
Go on with you, Buck. If and anything breaks, we'll let you know loud and clear. Right, mate?
Axtell winked at Buckler.
Right, sir! Us will raise a gert shout that'll be her 10 leagues off'n. You can go and see friend Dixie.
As Marjoram and Buckler passed through Great Hall, a song that was almost a dirge echoed out. It gave the abbess a start.
Good grief, what's that?
Buckler knew. He pointed out Clarinna, who was seated in a corner, beside the body of Zwilt the Shade. She had a bowl of water with which she was cleaning the blade of Martin's sword while singing the dirge to the slain enemy. Buckler explained this to Marjoram.
Clarinna could not properly grieve the murder of her mate, my brother Clarin, until his killer was punished. It's an old Salamandastron custom.